creating interesting social media content is key to grabbing your audience's attention and building a loyal following for your side hustle, especially as we have one of the biggest seasonal spending periods coming on us. And trust me, if you have a product to sell, the Christmas season is the best time of the year to put yourself out there, especially if you have a niche product. My name is Dr. Asha Sefenit Wudasi. And like many people of African descent, I used to live in the UK, but I always had a dream which developed into a plan to move to an African country of my dreams. After traveling around several African countries on the African continent, I finally settled on Malawi, a small country the size of the UK, which is in the east side of the African continent. And I love it here. My podcast is about my life in Malawi, how I got here, how I'm managing to stay here, and some of the interesting things I get up to during my daily life. I also focus on helping you to break through with your own best life plans for living in your own hot country of your dreams, or just having the life you want. I also look at your money freedoms, your job freedoms, and many other things that can help you to get that best life. So stick with me as I take you through the Living Your Best Life in Africa experience. It's going to be a blast. Greetings. You're listening to the Living Your Best Life in Africa podcast, and this is episode 174. So, in the last week of a series where I've been looking at your social media patterns, I really do think the right social media posts are key to attracting interest and key to keeping your audience engaging in your thing. I don't know about you, but it really does feel like over the last 3 months, everything just seems to have got a little bit harder to make your side hustle sing. But don't give up hope. The real side hustle survivors are those who remember that without money for advertising, what we have left is social media. And to keep you visible, you need to keep your social media content consistent. But also, the prize will go to those who make their social media posts the most interesting. Creating interesting social media content is key to grabbing your audience's attention and building a loyal following for your side hustle, especially as we have one of the biggest seasonal spending periods coming on us. And trust me, if you have a product to sell, the Christmas season is the best time of the year to put yourself out there, especially if you have a niche product. And if that's you, then it's a good idea to start warming up your audience from now. If you're ready, here are my top tips for how you can spice up your content and keep your audience engaged. Now, to make the podcast a little easier, I'm going to focus on one side hustle and follow this side hustle right through my top tips. So you can easily apply these tips to your own ideas, just change them up a bit, and then apply them to your side hustle. So my side hustle this week is crafting. Now, in case you didn't know, the top craft that makes the most money is jewellery. Next it's art, then photography, then it's soap making, followed by candle making and sewing, in that order. And then the top places where you can sell your crafts are weddings, the beauty and health industry, you can make your crafts for pets, then it's home decor, then pregnancy and babies, and finally, industries that embrace seasonal times like Christmas or school or summer holidays or Mother's Day. You get the idea. So with the top craft ideas and the top industry areas where you can sell your craft firmly in your mind, I'm going to use candle making as my craft side hustle of choice for this podcast episode. Why? Because I've made a candle or two in my time. It wasn't for me. And also because candles are something I buy all the year round. having bought my last candle a week ago, and I know what motivates me to buy candles. So my first tip for making your side hustle content more interesting is to focus on practical topics about your side hustle when you are creating social media content. So if I had a candle making side hustle, I would look at the key industry areas around candle making and selling candles. And then I would look at the idea that is most important for now, which for me would be Christmas presents for pets, for example, and also seasonal purchases because of the time of year. Once I've got that straight in my mind, I would then think about the practical topics that cover pets and seasonal purchases, and I would probably look at the kinds of candles I would suggest my audience purchase, with a focus on making sure that audience members or their pets avoid breathing in the scent and pollutant smoke of cheap or poorly made candles. I would focus on practical things in my content, like making sure they buy my candles, which are made from 100% soy or coconut wax or beeswax, or where my ingredients avoid paraffin wax, which is cheaper, and then why avoiding paraffin wax is also a sustainable approach to making candles, and it's also cruelty-free. And then there are a ton of practical tips I could give my audience about what to look for when purchasing candles that won't harm their pets, or candles you can burn whilst working that won't pollute your working environment. And I might even go into areas like candles that are good for lifting low mood or for people that have depression. And I might give example of candles I make, like lavender, lemon and vanilla candles, which are known to elevate and lift mood and also reduce symptoms of depression. And I would tell my audience that that's largely because the scent you breathe in can stimulate the limbic system in the brain, which is the part of the brain that regulates emotions. If you're making interesting content like this, you are going to make your content interesting to your audience who may be looking for your thing at a particular seasonal moment in time, either for a family member or for a pet present. The next thing you can do is to use your social media posts to tell stories. Now, you can tell a compelling story in as little as 40 seconds if you use the right social media content type in your posts. When you can tell a story for your listeners, you have a much better chance of connecting with your audience at a much deeper level, because your stories will help people learn about your thing. And then they'll find an understanding and an empathy for themselves and their situation, because hearing your story will stir up feelings within them. So here, if I was going to tell a story, I might decide to share a behind-the-scenes story of how I create candles that are specific to audience problems. Or I might give my audience a glimpse of the work that goes into creating a specific candle that deals with a specific problem, which my dog had. I would think about how my dog aromatherapy candle, for example, helped someone's dog to relax after being home alone for the whole day whilst their owner was at work, and then being over anxious when the owner came home. I would use a story to show that I can create a particular doggy de-stressor candle, or how burning an aromatherapy candle containing scents like lavender or chamomile or myrrh would be good for relaxing their dog. And then I might have another story about how some essential oils in candles can be poisonous to their dog, and how you, the owner, should look out for scents like tea tree, birch or wintergreen in any candles you buy, because these scents are the ones known to cause skin, nose or throat irritation to dogs. And the more personal I can make my stories, either from my own experiences or with the experiences of people who have purchased my product, the more I can add social proof to the success of my products. And that then creates a really nice lead into putting in information and links into my social media posts, which can lead the reader to my great pet candles, because by now there will be audience members who can relate to my journey, my experiences, and then my product. My next social media point is one that I try to use all the time, which is to write in a casual voice that is personal to the person listening to my post. And in that, you will always hear me talk in you terms, particularly in my podcast, so it hits the listener in a personal way. You'll also hear me say and write things like, you can do this, you can get help with that, you need to look at this, or you may spot that, or have you tried this, or what would happen if you tried that, or is this happening to you, or are you being treated in a particular way? This personal approach will make your audience feel like you are talking to them personally. And they will want to listen to you if you're hitting the points in their lives where they experience pain or distress. And if you hit those points right, your audience will buy into your message. And then, once your audience know, like, and trust you, remember that, the KLT factor, then they will buy into the candles you are selling, because you will have been able to convince them that you can actually help them during a time of stress, for example. You never know what an audience member viewing your social media page might be going through when they're watching your content. And if you're speaking in a casual personal voice, or they're reading a casual personal voice, you might just be what the listener needs for them to take the next step and purchase the thing you are offering that will help them to get through at that particular moment in time, especially when you can support your audience to interpret what you are saying by using things like metaphors and figurative language, which is a way of bringing your content to life in the minds of your audience. So, for example, in my podcasts and my podcast social media posts, I might say something like, does it feel like you're drowning under the stress of everything you have to do? And in saying that, you would be able to get with not just what I'm saying, but also get with how my experiences might be similar to how you might also be feeling. And that's the similarity that will make audience members reach for the solution that you're offering, which for me in this candle business would be an aromatherapy candle that helps me to relax just before going to bed, for example, or when I get in from work. My next content social media point is about making the content interesting. And you do that by throwing in some surprises into your content and also making your content more actionable. Now, the way to throw in surprises when we're dealing with something like candle making might be to include a really nice free download that might give people specific scents that they can look for to deal with particular ailments. And in return for giving you their email, they'll be able to download this really nice freebie onto their phones and have that forever. Another thing you might do might be to include a poll in your social media post. Most of the main platforms allow you to do this. So, for example, if I was trying to find out what scent of candle my customer was likely to buy for Christmas, and I was going to do this around Black History Month, I would set up a poll that asks my audience to choose between three candles they would buy that best evokes memories of peace and calm during Black History Month. And I would ask them to tell me why. Then I would add a multiple choice poll into my social media posts, and I'd create three candle scents, maybe linked to countries or to my favourite sites in a particular country that I love, which I would then open up to my audience. It's a bit like a candle company called Young Mary, which is the business of someone who lives in Nigeria, but who makes candles that promote different African countries and other prominent sites in Africa. Now, if I was trying to decide which seasonal candle I should be making, I might decide to do the same thing as young Mary and maybe choose one country like Ghana or the Gambia, which I know are popular countries that people are most likely to want to travel to in 2024. And maybe I might think, you know, if I can link a candle scent to that, people might feel inspired by the scent to look into how they could get to that country. And I might then create smells that go with particular parts of a country, let's say Gambia. And I would ask my audience and visitors to choose the one that best resonates with them. So in choosing the Gambia, I would choose scents like Lavender Sky on Serengeti Beach, or Frankincense and Myrrh from Serekunda Market. And finally, something like Cinnamon Spices from Senegambia Valley. Now, I've just made up those scents like most businesses do, but I'm tying the titles to areas in the Gambia that people might resonate with and might even look up on the map. And what I would then do is insert a poll or a quiz into my social media content to see which scent my listeners would choose. And if possible, I would have a space at the end for them to tell me why they made their particular choice. So that would be my poll. My surprise would be the chance for all of my responders to my poll to go into a draw for a free candle once the poll closes. Now, this would also be the actionable part of my post, because for my audience to enter the draw for the free candle, which would not include postage and packing outside of the UK, because that's important, but my audience would have to enter the draw by sending me their email and address so I could post the candle to them. This is a great way to boost engagement with your audience. And the surprise for my audience would be the chance to get a free candle. Whereas the audience action for me would be the audience giving me their contact details so that I can grow my mailing list at the same time. And it's a win-win. This is the potential of content that has surprises and actionable steps within the post. You never know who's going to share your content and who will answer your call. So it's critical to make your content as interesting as possible by including surprises and actionable steps that people can take to maintain their link with you. The final tip I would like to share that will always make your social media posts more interesting is to use a mix of mediums like images or video or reels or lives, and also text posts. By using a mix of mediums, you increase the possibility of visual appeal to your audience, and you increase the possibility of your audience being drawn into your story using different mediums. And you increase the possibility of your audience being drawn into your story. Using different mediums also helps to keep your social media posts short, sweet, and to the point, which is great when we're dealing with audience members who have very short attention spans. If your content uses visuals that have a headline and grabs the attention of your audience, you can communicate your message much quicker in what is often a very noisy social media market. So the noise of your content needs to stand out. So here, for my candle making business, I might do a live on how I choose a particular type of candle to make in a particular season. And I might have something like all my pictures spread out and all the different names. And I might actually just go through a matching exercise. That picture with that name for that candle, or that style with that name for this particular customer. I might do something like that to try to engage my audience. If you can make your content more interesting using these five steps, you won't just increase opportunities for people to engage with your thing. You will also reach out to people to whom you might just be the thing that makes their day and lights up their life. In everything you do with your side hustle, there is an opportunity to create meaningful relationships with people who are looking for your thing. With that in mind, try to ensure that with the precious little time you have, you try to make each post count. Remember, you can subscribe to this podcast so you don't miss a thing. Just hit the subscription button and pass on the podcast information to your family, friends and colleagues so that we can reach more people. I would also love it if you could leave me a review on iTunes or a rating on Spotify if you like the casts. This will help to make the podcast more visible. It was Madam C.J. Walker who said, "I had to make my own living and my own opportunity, but I made it. Don't sit down and wait for opportunities to come. Get up and make them." I hope this week's episode lights that spark in you for you to use your social media posts to make something happen, to give your passion a chance. You've been listening to the Living Your Best Life in Africa podcast. My name is Dr. Asha, and until the next podcast episode, I'm